Brad McEwen from Clovenstone Amateur Boxing Club. Been running the club for about 22 years now.
How long have you lived in Clovenstone?
I've been here for about nearly 30 years.
What was it that got you interested in boxing?
My boys, I started boxing when I was 33. I used to do a lot of marathons, you know. I was a runner. And they asked me to go to the boxing club, so I took them down. They lasted 6 weeks, and I just kept going. And I had 100 fights, boxed everybody, boxed for Scotland a few times. And I just retired and opened this place.
What was it that made you want to open this place?
Because it's good for the area. Well, it was a school, it was a wee hut here for many years. And I used to do the boxing in the gym hall in the community centre. And Rab Byfield, my ex-boss, he helped me to get this place. So they knocked this place down and they got a grant of 300,000. And they built this place, especially for the boxing. But other than that, my other boss, Sas Martinez, he helped me a great deal with this club. So I've been just still running strong, you know what I mean?
Was there a lot of support from Clovenstone when the club was getting built?
Yes, everybody said, this is what's happening, because it's a boxing club. They're still here.
You had a lot of success.
Success! My boy, Craig McEwen, boxed all over America. Freddie Roach, had Scottish champions, international boxers. I've been quite busy. I do a lot of kids now. There's not many clubs do kids at that age, five upwards. I do them. An hour and a half, you know what I mean?
Is that popular in the area?
It's popular here for the kids, gets them off the streets. You know what I mean? So it helps them, you know.
How has Clovenstone changed in the 20 odd years since
Clovenstone?
You set up
it's not changed. Okay, you got a lot of drugs going about, you know what I mean? But I try to help them, you know what I mean? Everybody knows me in Clovenstone, so I just try to give them a bit of focus, you know what I mean? I get a lot of the boys for the army coming down, and they've joined the army and that, you know. So they're being successful, so it's quite good to see that, you know what I mean?
Do you feel like there's a big community spirit in Clovenstone?
There's always a community spirit. We've got a pub down the road.
And that hasn't changed over time at all?
It's never changed. Probably never changed. There's a lot of nice people in Clovenstone, you know what I mean? Everybody calls it the concrete, the jungle, you know? But I think it's a good scheme, everybody's friendly, you know what I mean? It's quite good.
When you were boxing, how successful were you in there?
Oh, I was rubbish. I had 100 fights, I never won any. No, I won a few, but I was an old man. I was 33. Never put a pair of gloves on in my life. A lot of boys start here at 5. And like my boy, he started when he was 5. He's boxed all over the world. All over the world. I've always loved boxing. You know what I mean? I've always been active, you know what I mean? I like boxing. It's good. I've watched it for years. Muhammad Ali was my best boxer. Boxing's good. It keeps you busy. Keeps you fit, you know what I mean?
Does the sort of club do any links with other community things in the area?
I do the Foresters High School, I do WEC, I do the library, the Clovenstone School. The kids, they come up just for a workout, you know what I mean? Not boxing, but just keep fit, you know what I mean? It's different from PT. When you go to the gym, they get the beanbags and that, you know? I'm not into beanbags, I'm into speed.
Do you find that working with the young people that boxing helps them?
Yes. It gives them a bit of focus on life, the characters. It gives them a bit of the confidence in themselves, you know what I mean? It just helps them, you know what I mean? That's it. That's what it's all about.
Or do you do anything with the community centre at all?
I used to be the janitor in the community centre for nearly 18 years. I just retired because they want me to go here, there, everywhere. But I've been quite successful with the boxing club because it's been here for years and everybody knows it now, you know what I mean? My boy's gone to America. He's gone back to America to go in the undercard of Amir Khan. So that'll be good for him, you know, because he's well known over there, you know what I mean? He's not very well known here.